Hello. So this evening from the Freeland Bookshop, I'm going to give an interview of Nina Oswald, who is the co-author with Manoj K. Menon of the book Organic Food Marketing in Urban Centers of India. Hello, Nina. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. All right, so I just, could you tell us, like in a few sentences, what is your book about?
The book is pretty much what the title says. We were trying to find out about all the ways in which organic food is being marketed and sold in Indian cities. During the last 4 years, I've been doing research on this topic, and it's only then that this started, that organic food is becoming more available in the big cities like Hyderabad, Bombay, and Bangalore. Those are the ones we looked at, and we tried to find about everyone who's involved in organic food supply chains, transporting, marketing organic food, and to try and find out how they do that and how much organic food they're selling.
Okay, so it's really specifically in India.
Yeah, it's only in India and only in three cities. But it's kind of representative because a lot of the problems we found will be the same in all other Indian cities, really.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we need to focus on Auroville. Mm-hmm. And as you're here, my first question about Auroville would be, how is the topic connected to Auroville? Like, you're here for a certain reason, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was wondering.
So. I'm here actually, I mean, partly because I love being in Auroville, but more practically because I'm working on an organic farm to get some practical farming experience. Having done all this research and reading about organic food and about organic food marketing, I want to actually get into the growing it and learn more about that. In terms of the book's relevance for Auroville, I mean, a lot of things are different here than in the cities that we studied, because Auroville is much smaller, for one thing, has a lot more organic food, organic farms. So in a way, organic food should be more accessible here. But from what I've seen so far, Auroville also has logistical problems and problems of managing to distribute organic food successfully from the farms through a distribution center to the consumers. So those are exactly the processes we looked at in other cities. And there's a lot for every organic farm and organic retailer to learn from the case studies we looked at.
Okay, so
I think there are a lot of parallels.
Okay, and related to your presentation, you were talking about awareness and making people aware of, you know, how is made organic food, etc. Do you think Auroville could be a sort of a way to communicate that? You know what I mean? As they have a certain knowledge and...
I mean, I think Auroville, just being what it is, it attracts more people who are already interested in organic food. But here, everyone can always learn more, right? And I'm sure there are also a lot of people in Auroville, visitors or Aurovillians, who may know about organic food, but who are not necessarily aware of the importance of getting it regularly and making it a priority also. And one issue with organic food marketing that we found is that people have to go out of their way to find it. So people have to be very motivated already to make that effort.
That's true.
And it's similar for me visiting Auroville. It's similar because I can't find everything I would like in organic quality, right? Especially if you don't pass the right time of day when the organic product from Auroville gets put up in a shop. It's sold out by the time I get there.
Ah.
So these challenges, like that the produce doesn't last even for one day, or that other products rot before they're getting sold, these are all issues in supply chains that need to be figured out.
Of course.
And the big guys, let's say, in conventional supermarkets, they have figured out these systems by now, because it's been running for longer and they have economies of scale and corporate setups. But how to do it in a smaller scale and on an organic and ecological basis?
Okay.
That's a different, yeah,
story. All right, well, yeah, that's very interesting. And how do you think Auroville can benefit from this book and your research? I mean, is there a certain, is it to teach people about what's going on in India in general, or I don't know?
Yeah, it's that. I mean, anyone who's interested in the organic sector in India, it'll be interesting for them to read the book, because it gives an overview of everything that is around. Some of these things, see, some of the products that are produced in Auroville get shipped all over India, actually, and sold in these organic stores.
Ah, okay.
Like, there are organic shops in Bombay who sell made in Auroville organic jams.
So it is a sort of media.
It's important in that respect. If anyone producing anything in Auroville, and not just food, also natural cosmetics, it's the same sales channels, really, right? Mm-hmm. Organic shops, natural food shops are also the ones selling natural cosmetics, natural home cleaners, organic textiles, sustainable handicrafts, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for anyone who wants to sell across India. But apart from that, it's also the case studies we look at are just interesting, because they have set up successful organic models. And from every case study, you can learn something else probably for your own, what you're doing yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or even just to find inspiration.
Okay, all right, that's a... Why would you like to develop things related to your project in Auroville? I don't know. You responded to the question before.
Yeah, I mean, for research, we didn't choose Auroville because it's a very special case.
Okay.
Right? We wanted to look at more typical big Indian cities, big meaning more than 5 million inhabitants, because the logistical challenges are very different.
And so the interest in Auroville is because...
But it's more my personal interest, actually, because there are so many organic farms here, and there's this whole ecosystem, right? I can work
there's
on other
education
organic
of it
farms,
and everything, yeah.
But I have everything around in terms of other sustainable living experiments in architecture and, you know, production of all kinds of things.
Yeah, like everything
and
is concentrated here.
The cultural
here.
Life, everything.
Okay. You responded to my question already, because
okay.
With whom do you work in Auroville, or with which, like, restaurant or cafe? Like, I work at
Solitude Farm, but I might also be interested in looking at other farms in the future, just to get a bit of an overview of how different people are doing things.
Right, how about the restaurants and, you know, like you talked about soul food and, you know, all this type of, you know, like, organic fast food. I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering, would you like advise, maybe?
Yeah, I'd be very happy to, you know, to meet people and to consult them or just answer a few questions. But I also work as a freelance consultant now.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone needs anything specific or has some larger project, I'd be very happy to explore.
Yeah, because some restaurants probably need help in how to manage organic food in the restaurant.
And incidentally, I also teach vegan cooking classes. That's another thing I got interested in over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also looking, actually, for opportunities. I've worked with Dr. Nandita Shah, but I've also taught my own cooking classes in Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm.
And be very happy to repeat that elsewhere in Auroville.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Nina, for giving your time to Auroville Radio.
Thank you for your interest.
Yeah, and I wish you the best.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.